Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. Let's start with the uncomfortable truth nobody's talking about. AI agents are failing in production. $1.2 million retail disasters, $850,000 compliance penalties, and everyone's blaming the AI. Wrong target. These failures aren't happening because GPT-4 suddenly forgot how to read. They're happening because some executive decided to skip the boring stuff, you know, governance, guardrails, basic human oversight, and call it innovation. It's the same story we've watched play out with every enterprise technology for the last 20 years. Forbes ran the postmortems this week, and they read exactly like what the AI skeptics predicted. But here's what's interesting. The organizations quietly winning with agents right now, they kept it simple. Human in the loop. Started small. Let the architecture earn complexity instead of assuming it. Which brings me to the real story this week. Single-agent architectures are absolutely demolishing multi-agent orchestration in production. 80% of use cases solved with one well-configured agent. Lower costs, less latency, and when something breaks, you actually know where to look. Meanwhile, the complexity vendors are still out there selling railroad systems for problems a bicycle already solves. Multi-agent orchestration for most business tasks is like using a symphony orchestra to play Happy Birthday. Technically impressive, completely unnecessary. The headcount math just changed permanently, and the numbers are stark. 8-person teams are outrunning 50-person operations. Not because AI is replacing humans, because smart humans with AI assistance are making everyone else look slow. Now here's where it gets interesting from a security perspective. 92% of security leaders are terrified of agent identity, and they should be. Only 14% of agents were launched with proper authorization. 14%. We've seen this movie before. Remember Shadow IT? Same playbook. Deploy first, ask permission later, then act surprised when things go sideways. The difference is, when Karen from accounting installs unauthorized software, she doesn't accidentally negotiate a $1 million contract. But here's why I'm not losing sleep over any of this. OpenAI just cut inference costs 30% and lifted rate limits. The bottleneck that killed systems 6 months ago? Gone. The not ready excuse that enterprises love to hide behind? The conditions for that excuse vanish every 90 days. This is the pattern I keep seeing. Dramatic failures get headlines, quiet successes get buried in quarterly reports. The retail disaster makes CNN. The logistics company that cut costs 40% with a simple scheduling agent? That's a footnote in their earnings call. And the complexity vendors love this narrative. Every failure becomes proof you need their orchestration platform, their enterprise-grade agent management system, their AI governance suite. What you actually need is a written policy and someone who knows the difference between useful automation and showing off. The real question isn't whether AI agents work. They demonstrably do. The question is whether Enterprise America can deploy them without turning every implementation into a monument to their own cleverness. Early signs are mixed. The smart money is keeping things simple, measuring twice, cutting once. The venture capital theater is still building Rube Goldberg machines and calling them platforms. Here's my prediction. We're about to see enterprise security clamp down hard on rogue agent deployments. Same pattern as Shadow IT, Wild West phase, then the compliance hammer. The organizations building proper governance now, they'll be the ones still standing when the dust settles. And to the executives treating AI rollouts like plug-and-play software, it's not. It never was. The technology isn't the hard part anymore. The hard part is having the discipline to do it right instead of doing it fast. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.